Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 332 for Friday, April 1st. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market finished stronger on Friday, following gains in the U.S. soy complex and vegetable oil markets. Canola was anywhere from $3 to $5 higher, with the May contract checking in at $480.10 a ton. That's up $3.90. European rapeseed futures and Malaysian palm oil were both stronger, and that helped to underpin the market. The Canadian dollar was about a quarter of a cent lower than its U.S. counterpart. That made canola more desirable to foreign buyers. Canola also broke through its technical resistance of $480. Some large funds bought back their short positions, and China's decision to delay changes to its dockage allowance on canola imports is being seen by some as proof the country is still interested in buying canola. On the other side of the coin, declines in crude oil were bearish, and large global supplies of soybeans weighed on values. Milling wheat and durum were untraded, while 25 barley contracts changed hands. In the U.S., corn was 2 cents higher as traders bought back positions following yesterday's sell-off. The May contract was at $3.54 a bushel. Earlier today, prices hit their lowest spot in over 6 months due to yesterday's USDA report. The agency predicts U.S. farmers will plant 6% more corn than last year. That's the highest corn area in 3 years. Soybeans were up 7 to 8 cents, with the May contract checking in at $9.18 a bushel. Soybeans are at their highest point in roughly half a year. Yesterday's report indicates U.S. farmers will plant slightly less soybeans than last year, and that is supportive. Soy oil helped to prop up the beans, and the long-term outlook on the charts for soybeans is fairly positive. Wheat was 2 cents higher, with the May contract at $4.75 a bushel. The market was propped up following yesterday's USDA prediction that U.S. farmers will plant much less wheat than many traders had expected. Those gains were tempered, however, by the bearish outlook for stockpiles in the U.S. Large global reserves also continue to be a problem for U.S. exports. France announced today that 92% of their wheat crop is in good condition. That's the best rating for France in 5 years. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, April 1st. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.